I won't wreck a home. I'm not a home wrecker. Mm. But I will put a crack in a foundation.
Hello and welcome to Podcast But Outside. This is the world's first podcast. My name is Andrew.
My name is, I think maybe legally I have to say Cole. Because we're here. I don't know what I'm allowed to get away with.
Sponsored by Patreon. We're here. We're going to do an episode of our show on Pettycats.
We're here at South by Southwest.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. If you've never heard of anything that I just said, get ready because we're going to do all of it.
Yeah. Oh, look, I didn't know I had my own food truck.
What's it say, Austin?
Jew Boy.
Cole does have his own food truck. It's called Jew Boy.
What's up?
What's up, man? What's going on?
Where are you going?
Man, we out here. I'm out here from Atlanta. We at South by Southwest.
Yeah, come follow us to the next stop. Yeah, come with us. Let's go. Yeah, we're done. Just a couple blocks, I think.
I am Will from Niggerville, Zone 4, home of the motherfucking goats in the building. And we live South by Southwest, Austin, Texas. Yeah. All y'all say yeah one time.
Let's go. Yeah!
Where are you guys from?
Atlanta.
All right.
Southside, born and raised, Cascade. You know what I'm saying?
Are you here for South by Southwest?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's the only reason why
you got a show tonight? Yeah. What do you guys do?
We rap.
You rap?
Yeah, we all rap.
Oh, my God.
Well,
amazing.
Me and him rapping, everybody, they just like, you know what I'm saying, support their podcast.
Yeah, if you want to rap at any point, you can rap. I'll say that. Yeah, that's amazing.
No, so, nah, we ain't doing that. Oh, I mean, shit, he can do that.
No, it's all good. So where's your show tonight?
At Teller's Bar and Grill.
Okay.
It's a little lounge downtown.
Is your first time in town for South by Southwest?
This is my first time. All the way from Atlanta.
Can people find your music online?
Yes, anywhere online. You can stream me on Apple Music at I Am Will.
Okay.
And you can look at me on Instagram at I.AmWill_ because you know I'm front of folk.
Switch it up because I Am Will.
Unfortunately, okay. Will I Am is already took already.
Right. And you're just here to lay pipe, it seems.
I'm the manager. Okay.
Have you laid any pipe since you've been here?
We're staying in Austin, what they say.
All right,
yeah.
So you guys drive together? You guys all drive here together?
Yeah, we are.
Damn.
Four,
that sounds like a fun, kind of crazy car ride with you guys.
Hey, it's pretty interesting.
It's pretty fun, yeah. Damn. So how long have you guys all, it's the five of you, yeah?
Yeah.
How long have you all known each other?
Brothers
from your whole life.
Yeah, I've known him since.
Brothers from a different neighborhood.
Same neighborhood, y'all grew up in the same neighborhood?
Same neighborhood.
Wow. What neighborhood are you from in Atlanta?
West End.
West End, okay. All right, we've never been there. Tell us a little bit about your neighborhood.
So basically, poverty, downtown Atlanta. Yeah. Poverty, downtown Atlanta.
Yeah.
We call it Niggerville.
Okay.
Not to make nobody uncomfortable and everything.
No, we were going to say that too.
Hey, you valid then for that. I respect it. But listen though, it was a neighborhood, you know what I'm saying?
Nothing but
niggas. All we do is hoop, play basketball, get into trouble, you know what I'm saying? But like making it out of there, people really don't come out, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And yeah, we here making a difference, going
so
big
you,
on
So do you think music is a good way to get out of that?
Facts.
Perfect foundation for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially express yourself.
Is your music about that?
I want to say my music is about a whole lot of things because like I'm still living life, you know what I'm saying? So my music is all based off what I'm going on, what I'm witnessing right now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Telling stories.
Basically.
Man. What are you going through right now?
I mean, right now, I'm going through really self-reflect.
Elevation, man.
You know what I'm saying?
That's all it is. Evolution. You know what I'm saying? We going up. It's the growing stage.
You're optimistic.
Yeah, that's
awesome,
trying
man.
To be better than what I was, not lie to myself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, growth.
Basically, keep growth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Basically.
That's amazing. That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Huh.
Do you guys have a lot of fans here?
I got some streams out in Dallas, Austin, Texas. I got
after
Dallas.
After the night, maybe.
For business.
Have you guys traveled around to play music before in the past?
Yeah, we went to Seattle. We performed out of Seattle. I won a little competition out there.
Oh, congratulations.
Or whatever. And y'all can follow me, everyone. I am King Day. I AMKINGD. I ain't promote my stuff earlier.
All right, sounds good.
You know,
good,
everywhere,
good.
All the social media.
You got music
on
there too?
Yeah, for sure. All everywhere. Right. You can, look, whatever is music, you're going to find it. I am King
yeah,
Day.
What about you?
I had to slide back in here, you know what I'm saying? My name is EA Tate. Y'all find me.
Okay.
EA Tate. East Atlanta.
underscore on Instagram, you know what I'm saying?
And do you play music as well?
We all rap? Yes, sir.
Do you guys rap together or are you all separate?
We rock together. We got songs together, we rock together, but we also got our own thing.
Everybody got their own part.
That's cool. And you're the manager?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everybody had their own. Everybody got their own.
Damn. So do you guys each, who writes the lyrics, the word?
Everybody on our own. Come on, what?
We're more of like live entertainment when it comes to groups.
I mean, I felt that on the scooters already. You guys got it real quick.
Y'all can find me on Instagram, yeah. _ that's just Tay.
Okay.
Everywhere.
Okay.
All
right, that sounds good.
Yes, sir.
Man, so what are your guys', what are some long-term goals with your music? What kind of stuff do you want to do? Just get play for more people, build it up.
Empire.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
See, a lot of folks may say that they want to be like the next Drake. They want to be the next best thing. Yeah. My own thing is like I just want to make it to be comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Do my own thing.
Support
now,
yourself.
If it comes, sure. then it cool. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I just want to make it to where goddamn I'm comfortable. Folks enjoy my music, and you know what I'm saying? I'm just living life. You know
make
what I'm saying?
Make stuff you're proud of.
Yeah,
be comfortable.
But if I am, you know what I'm saying? Sure, next best thing, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? That's my own thing.
I like that. Huh. All right.
I want to say my long-term goal is really just to solely provide off my music,
yes,
you know what
course.
I'm saying? I want music to be my source of income for everything to the point where it makes everything else extra.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. But I'm really ultimately in it for the growth and the exposure, you know what I'm saying? I just want to see how big I can get with doing this.
Amazing. That's
basically,
beautiful.
No limit.
Wow.
I want to say my goal, long-term, I feel like I grew up with music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got a vision, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I just want to put as much music out there as I can.
Inspire other people,
other people to make music. That's how I got into it, you know what I'm saying? I feel like that's the long-term goal. I feel like no matter what walk of life you come from, you enjoy music, you know what I'm saying? Good music is good music, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's what I'm in it for, just to make a big catalog of the best music people ever heard. Okay.
Mm.
Damn. Who are your musical inspirations?
I listen to a lot of Lil Wayne growing up. A lot of Eminem, you know what I'm saying? But I also branch out, listen to a lot of Linkin Park. People don't understand that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I also listen to a lot of R&B. Rihanna was a big inspiration, Jasmine Sullivan, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of different artists, you know what I'm saying, mixed in there. I took inspiration for everybody. Ludacris, Gucci Mane, you know what I understand, left and right.
Is there a name for your crew? Do you guys have a name for your whole squad?
We're working on that.
Working on that. Okay. All right. That's the next
Wait,
thing.
Wait, can I pitch something?
What's up?
The pipe layers.
Hey, hold on, yo.
You might have came up.
You got a good eye, sir, because that's what
you definitely doing. He tried to figure out some inside information.
Yeah, he tried to get into it.
It's not inside information. It's not his hat.
It's outside. It's pretty outside.
I'm just letting you know. You got to talk to him to go to get it. So, y'all, I can let you know what I'm doing.
That's funny, man.
Intuition. I like that one.
So how long are you here for? Just a few days?
Yeah, we're just here for a few days.
You're leaving tonight after the show? Driving back?
Well, yeah, I'm here till Saturday. I got a music video recorded.
Oh, nice. But you guys are driving. You're going to fly home?
No, I'm riding back with...
you got another crew.
Yeah.
Damn.
Good team, big mission. Had a studio session last night.
Yeah. I come join the podcast. Don't be too shy.
So you're all still in Atlanta? You love the city of Atlanta? You connect with it?
Sure.
As an outsider, what is Atlanta all about?
You got no motion. You got something going on.
You got to be doing your thing.
You got to be doing something.
You got to be willing to socialize. You ain't going to make it nowhere just sitting in the house not talking to nobody.
Right.
You
got
to ask questions. You got to get out the house, talk to people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the only way you're going to get anything.
Well, that's what we're all about, is getting out of the house and talking to people.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot
of
people go to Atlanta, get sent right back to whatever city they came from because they don't know how to handle it out there.
Interesting,
they get kicked right back out.
Yeah, come out there, your car get broken into.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You got to know.
But you guys grew up with that, though.
You got to know how to move.
Yeah.
You don't know how to move, you're going to see the consequences. You know what I'm saying?
Interesting.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm proud of you guys for, you know, traveling, making music, doing your thing. I hope you achieve success, and I hope it's everything you want. That's truly inspiring.
Yeah. That's awesome. You know what I'm saying? We're making this happen. Yeah. All this is straight out of pocket, working hard. We all just made this happen just because we wanted to make the music
Amazing.
Shine around everywhere.
What's all your first names? Come tell us all your names real quick.
Will.
Day.
Mike.
Tay.
D.
Will, Tay, Mike. No.
What would you do, y'all?
No.
He said first name.
That's good. All right. Well, hey, I guess, yeah. Do you have any other questions, Cole?
No, thanks
you
for sitting down.
You guys were such great energy. We loved it. It's an amazing, it was so much
fun. Good luck with your
fun.
Show tonight.
Yeah, yes, appreciate you each get a dollar and a sticker. We pay, we pay everyone a dollar. You get a dollar and a sticker, yeah.
Appreciate you, appreciate you.
This is my first paid interview.
There you go. First of many, man. First of many. Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
do it.
Bike safe around town. And yeah, see you guys. Yeah, take care.
Shout out to
you
guys.
Thank you all so much. Yeah, take care.
Have a good one.
Wow. Incredible.
Wow.
Best energy possible.
Yeah, that's what you want in Austin.
You want a slice of Atlanta, you know?
Yeah.
It's time to thank one of our sponsors, and that is Factor. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or veggie, or Vegan and Veggie. Also discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
Okay, you love this stuff, Cole. It's just... You know, no BS.
No BS. I've been using this for years.
You've spent thousands of dollars on this stuff.
It's true.
You love it.
It's true.
It's
I
the
do
best.
Love it.
It's how you get most of your nutrition.
Every
can you just stand
dinner.
Up and show what you look like? If you like the way Cole's body and face is looking, this is mostly Factor because you've been eating this for years.
Yeah. It's been 2 years. I eat at least one meal a day.
Yes. And often more.
Often more.
So
usually
this is
kind of
what, if you want to look kind of like this and do all the stuff that he's doing, you got to get this stuff.
Yeah, and for the listeners, I look
he looks
good.
Awesome.
I look good.
They're gourmet meals. They're really delicious. They're so easy to make. Tailored to your schedule, you customize your plan. It delivers to your door. I see these boxes all the time in the driveway, and Cole is always eating and looking awesome.
And you know, specifically, I love their protein shakes, actually, because I looked it up, and like, there's like no other, they have the highest protein per shake with the lowest calories, only 200 calories. And I've compared to like all other protein shakes and stuff. And I have one every morning with a banana, and it's perfect. Okay, anyway, head to
factormeals.com/PBO50 and use code PBO50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box.
That's code PBO50 at factormeals.com/PBO50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
This stuff is so good for Cole, and it's so good for you. Check it out, fam.
Please.
We all know there are things in your life that you have to compromise on, like getting an avocado at the place.
Or getting an avocado at other place.
Or do an avocado or not at the place you go.
Or... my house.
But when it comes to your health, there is no compromise.
Uh-uh.
So don't go back to that one doctor who uses your appointment to catch up on the latest gossip in the neighborhood just because they're available right now or because they take your slightly sketchy insurance.
Instead, check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable, listen to you, and prioritize your health.
And you can search by location, availability, and insurance. So literally no compromises here because with ZocDoc, you've got more options than you know.
ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online.
These docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients. We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists.
And you can filter by who takes your insurance.
I've used this before they sponsored us. I use this to find doctors.
Yeah.
It's easy. When you're trying to find healthcare, it helps to find what people thought of the person you're about to see.
Mm-hmm.
Do they stinky?
Do they stinky? Do they smelly?
Do they stinky or smelly? You need to know, and the reviews might get into that.
Mm-hmm.
And ZocDoc is so easy and free and convenient. I use this, and you should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/outside and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/outside. ZocDoc.com/outside. Take care of your health. Find a good doctor. It be good.
It be good. It don't be smelly. Eighth Street. You know what they say about Eighth Street?
Uh-uh.
I was hoping you did.
No. Oh, you just kind of wanted some gossip?
Well, yeah. I was hoping you had some insight.
No, I have no idea.
Oh, you know, just littering the streets. Saw Peso Pluma last night.
You saw what?
Peso Pluma last night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Rock
That's
on.
That's awesome.
Man. Rock on. See ya.
What the fuck is that shit?
We have a special CEO. Guest, a surprise guest. Jack, please sit down.
Hey, sit, please.
Talk about something?
Yeah, we did.
This is Jack, who's the CEO of Patreon. You might be the first CEO we've ever... Have we ever talked to a CEO?
Wow. We're CEOs.
I guess we are. We are actually. No, you're the CEO. I'm the secretary.
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately, of our corporation, I am the vice president and secretary.
Yeah.
So you started Patreon how long ago?
Almost 11 years now.
Wow.
And you're an artist, you're a musician.
I'm a creator, I'm a musician.
So you started it because you were like, I wish this existed, basically.
Yes, it was.
Which is, I think, the best businesses start from that, from a need, right?
Personal need, exactly. Yeah, it's just like, why am I getting millions of views on my videos and making $140 of ad revenue?
Right.
Which is pretty fucked up and needs to change.
Yeah. What were some other potential names for Patreon?
Oh God, this is the worst one. I made a Google Doc, and I actually checked the you know how you can go and like look at your history of Google Docs.
Yeah.
So I like checked the history and the timestamps. Uh-huh. I made it, I think at 9:01 p.m.
Okay.
And then I checked my GoDaddy receipt, and it was like 9:37 p.m. Uh-huh. like that same day.
Yeah.
So like I brainstormed for literally like half an hour.
Oh, and then you bought Patreon.com.
And then I bought Patreon.com.
Oh my God.
And some of the other names were like, oh, so embarrassing. This is the most of it. Cowplum was
Cow-plum.
One of the ideas. New Patron was
that
one of the ideas. There were like a bunch of dumb names.
Why Cowplum?
I like cows, and at the time I was living next to a
tree.
I was living on like on unincorporated farmland, like hours north of San Francisco, in a little house. And we shared a fence with a 52-acre cow pasture, and there were just cows, and I would feed them every day, and I loved cows.
Wow.
So that's why.
So how have you transitioned your own, I don't know, almost personality from being just like an artist making art to being a CEO of like an important tech company? Like, do you feel like your identity has shifted in yourself, or
that's
do you feel
like
you're the same person?
Dude, that is one of the deepest, hardest questions.
Okay, I'm
and
sorry.
And probably the thing that I talk to my therapist about the most.
Okay, I'm sorry to dig deep. Because it's interesting, because I feel like, you know, I mean, Steve Jobs kind of is in a similar sense where he was like, you know, a lot of these companies, like I just read the book from the Nike co-founder. I don't know if you've read that book.
I haven't read it, but
it's really good. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because it's like Nike is what you think of as like one of the biggest brands in the world. And his whole book is just like, I was just like a young scrappy kid like making these shoes in my house. And then like, or not, he didn't make them in his house, but like, you know, working out of his garage or whatever, that whole kind of Silicon Valley story. And then all of a sudden you're representing this giant thing that so many people rely on their, you know, income, even for you, even more so because there's all these creators as well. So
So
how do you sleep at night?
It is like the hardest problem is because I think the thing that makes Patreon special is that I am a YouTuber.
I'm not
you know, a lot of like tech companies are founded by like engineers or product managers and they like
come up,
then they like, you know, find a market and then go tackle it and like
they study marketing in school and whatever.
And that's like not where that's
of course I don't get that vibe at all.
And so, you know, I think like it's so trite to say be yourself and be true to yourself. The longer I have operated and like been inside the company and been building and doing all that, the less trite that message has sounded and the more deep and real it is. I think like for the first, you know, chunk of time I was like, you know, I have a growth mindset, I want to get better at things, just like creators, right? I want to get better and better every time I make something, every time I try, you know, I want to learn from that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a tendency to like stretch, at least for me, to like stretch beyond what makes me, like as a person.
Mm.
And so maybe one of the deepest lessons is actually like, don't stretch too far.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stay to the
core. Stay true
to
yourself.
And like, and so I've like, you know, I've worked very hard to like, remember who I am and try to be very principled and try to stay, you know, I'm still an active creator, come out with 100 music videos a year, spend time on that, spend time with creators, like trying to like really lean into those things.
Got it.
As opposed to trying to like become the tech CEO.
Right.
Was my initial impulse and I think was misguided.
Has there been anyone who signed up for Patreon that you were previously like a fanboy of that you're like, oh my God, I can't believe they joined my thing?
So many.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Oh my God. Starfucker, Wheezy Raider.
Yeah. I know the Starfucker guys, actually, because I grew up in Portland.
Went
to college in Portland. Yeah, I know
all
those guys.
Man, that fucking band.
Yeah, they're awesome.
I love them.
Yeah, they're great.
Yes, when they joined, I was like, oh my God. When Amanda Palmer launched, I lost my mind. There's this new group of YouTubers called the New Wave. Do you guys know the New Wave?
I've heard. They sound familiar.
Folks like Natalie Lin and Wholesome Simon and Max Reisinger and like all these creators. And a couple of them have set up Patreon pages, which has been amazing.
Cool.
So yes, seeing those folks launch a Patreon has been great. Mm. And then like honestly, every month there's like new podcasters that I follow. Like there's this one podcast called the Fall of Civilizations podcast. A little bit of a dark subject, but goddamn, the research is so good.
Great.
This guy's so deep and such a good historical thinker. And yeah, seeing him be on Patreon was like insane.
Cool.
So
and maybe
yes.
And us maybe.
Probably us.
When you guys launched, I was like,
huge.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I was
do you tour still playing music? Or is that part of your life over?
I have a full-time job now.
I know. But
so here's the interesting
thing.
You
gotta be a rock star still.
So both bands are active touring bands. And actually, both bands have hired teams and are now like, each band is like a profitable
thing. Yeah.
And
my
so
problem is, what's the other band? Sorry.
The other band is called Scary Pockets,
okay,
which
it,
is like a funk band.
Got it.
And so I play shows.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't like go away for 2 weeks.
You're not off.
Yeah, so we hire a keyboard player when those bands go on tour.
Got it.
And they take my place, which is like, God, that's the fun part, and it like kind of kills me inside.
You're watching Instagram.
Yes.
Getting jealous.
I literally, I'm like following my own band on Instagram and watching them fucking play Europe, and I'm like, God damn it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever write songs about Patreon?
Yes.
Yeah?
But I have not published them.
Wait,
that's
really?
Cool.
Yes.
What's the chorus? Or no, not that the
well, I'm not gonna tell you the lyrics.
Okay.
But maybe
what's the vibe?
I write songs, I've found like when I write songs is when I'm struggling, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That's like the song is me making sense of my life. And you know, building a company is like very hard. It's like emotionally very difficult. And there's like lots of ups, lots of downs, lots of like, it's just an emotionally intense ride. And so, yeah, what's really weird is like, I've written songs about that struggle. And the thing is like, they're not relatable at all, which is why I haven't published them.
You should release an album called Songs for CEOs.
Yeah. Great. And then like fucking, everybody would hate me.
About the CEO lifestyle.
Why is this like CEO complaining about shit? Fuck this guy.
Sad songs for CEOs.
Exactly. Yeah, my market is 8 people. It's like indie rockers who have become CEOs.
Are there other indie rockers who became CEOs?
No.
Just you. Okay. So it's just for
so
you.
So my market is one person.
It's, just
it's
you.
Me.
That's
amazing.
Wow.
I'd love to hear it sometime.
Yeah, well, yeah, we'd love to get it inside.
You should put it on Patreon.
Yeah,
the ultimate tier. You have to give you $1 million
yeah,
a month just to listen to this song.
I'll pay wallet behind $1 million.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's funny, huh?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on everything you've created. We're happy to be a part of it.
Thank
and
you guys so much
it
for
truly
being here.
Is
thank
like,
you.
You know, I have so many friends who can afford their lives because of the platform you built, and they're just artists who are creating stuff that connects with a community that is not huge, but is enough to support them, and that's big, you know?
Fuck yes, man. That's
yeah,
why
that's
we
like
do what
big,
we do. Yeah.
That's a really big thing.
Yeah.
Huh.
Thanks,
do you have any...
guys.
I know that, you know, you're still figuring out your own identity in this world, but what is advice to someone who wants to do something that is in the business world where they're like, I don't know how to even start with something like that?
Like, somebody who wants to do business or wants
or
to do creativity?
Someone who, like, wants to do, I don't know, like, starting a company, for example. Like, what are
starting
some
a brand.
Starting a brand, a company, like, what's something that you've learned, like, this is crucial to know?
I would... So I'm going to have biased advice here.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like, first of all, don't follow my fucking advice. Yeah. Second of all...
Don't call it Plum Pig or whatever.
Yes, yes.
Cow Plum.
I think a lot of the time... I don't know. My sense of this is, like, if you really care about a problem that you want to solve, if there's something that really matters to you deeply, that is, like, that feels like it's just must be fixed because it's not right and you want to make it right... Then start a company.
Mm.
But I think there's so many other reasons to start a company. And honestly, it's so like unless there is a purpose behind the work that is emotionally relevant and can slingshot you through a decade of hard times and ups and downs, blah, blah, blah. Like then don't do it. Like unless it's something that really matters and is important to you, I would say actually like don't.
Right.
Because I don't think there's really any other reason.
You've been passionate about this cause the whole time, and that's what carried you through.
Just like,
yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Cool.
I agree.
And how about you guys? What's the reason to start a podcast?
Just the chicks.
The chicks.
No, just like, I don't know, wanting to talk to people and wanting to, I mean, for us, for me personally, like I have a hard time with self-promotion and like it, things being all about me. And I like that this podcast is about the people that we talk to. And it's like, I'm, you know, we're doing a good job of facilitating this, but ultimately we're about, you know, raising voices of people that wouldn't otherwise be heard in this type of medium and hearing stories that would never be told. And I don't know, just trying to connect to humans in a way that feels authentic and real.
Do you feel like there are some creators who don't struggle with self-promotion? Do you feel unusual?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah.
And those are the successful ones that succeed.
Those are the ones that succeed.
Really? So, yes. So okay, so why do they, what is it about you guys that makes you not want to do that versus them where they're fine doing it? Do you know what
I don't
saying?
Know. I
shamelessness?
Don't know. Shamelessness. It's a shamelessness thing.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because I would say that an important part of being a comedian or a comedic person, I think, is a certain sense of self-awareness. But there are certainly comedians I know who don't seem to have that and are doing really well.
Mm. And why be outside?
Because that's where people are. Mm. Strangers are outside. Inside, it's just people you know. It's your same community.
Does it change the nature of the interview to have it be outside? Does it change how people act?
I think so. There's a certain, people have their guard down because they're just in the world and they don't know what we're, and also they think we are completely illegitimate. They think we're like two college students and we film on an iPhone. It's very low key, specifically to put people's guard down. And then we want them to overshare and then later realize, oh, they have a platform and then maybe want us to take it down. But we usually kind of keep it up if possible. We just try to convince them.
How often does that happen where somebody's like, oh my God, I didn't realize this was real? Really?
Oh yeah, once or twice a month someone will email us and say, oh my God, I didn't realize you guys had a following. I don't want this to be out there. And then we're like, look, you didn't say anything bad. Can we please keep this up? I promise it's not as big as you think. And then usually they will say yes. But if someone wants us to take it down, we will. We're not trying to ruin someone's life.
And what do you guys want to do? Where do you want to go? Do you think about like where you want Podcast But Outside to be in 5 years?
I want to travel internationally, personally.
Yeah, I don't.
You know,
he doesn't like travel. Yeah, I would like to do this in other countries.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't care about that. But we have, I don't know, we want to delve into the TV world and do more of a heightened version. It would be a travel show.
Yeah, we're like currently in the process of pitching like a TV show kind of based on our live show in this kind of
way.
Wow,
like to a studio or like?
We have a production company that we love that is currently pitching to networks and trying to figure it out. Yeah.
And the idea is you guys travel around, interview people on the street.
Well, we have like a live show where we interview people on stage, but the way we do it is it's Cole and I on stage, and then we have our third person who's like a young Gen Z intern guy. He's very funny and charismatic. He leaves the venue, goes live on Instagram. So it's like a venue of us, like 300 people audience or whatever. Then he's outside in the street, live on Instagram, finding random people in the streets around the venue, going into bars, restaurants, coffee shops, even like businesses, and we're watching that on stage the whole time. He's on the street finding people.
There's a screen, big screen behind us.
And then he will bring people to the venue. So there's someone just
for an interview.
Someone's just like living their life, you know, trying to walk to get dinner, and then all of a sudden they're in front of hundreds of people chanting their name because we've just watched him find them on the street. And we've had the most fun and the craziest things have happened to us in that. It's the best version of what we do.
Yeah.
And so, but they know. They don't know.
They basically see a random 23-year-old guy in a suit with an iPhone, like, hey, you want to come be interviewed? They don't know what they're walking into. Then there are hundreds of people chanting their name, and they're like, what have I walked into? Because they're on stage at the venue.
Oh, so they actually do come inside, and then they see people.
Yeah, and then they're like, what is this?
And then how long are they there?
10 or 15 minutes. And we've talked to, like, I mean, we've had so many weird situations.
Do they freak out? They must freak out.
Oh, yes. Yes. They're like, what is this? And we're like, it's a cult. Don't worry about it. Like, we had a guy who came in New York at the Bell House, and he was, like, a young, like, Hispanic car mechanic who was working down the street. And he was late to his anniversary dinner with his girlfriend, who kept calling him.
Because he was on stage with us.
And we're like, what's this dinner? He goes, I'm like, how long have you been with your girlfriend? He's like, about a year. I'm like, is this anniversary dinner? He's like, no. I'm like, is it? He goes, yeah.
Oh my, you guys are ruining lives. That's great.
In Oakland, we had two young guys in their 20s came on stage, and they were talking about growing up together and going to middle school and high school together. Their high school English teacher was in the audience, and she yelled out, and then she came on stage just randomly, and it'd be like so many weird cosmic things have happened. Yeah. Anyway, so we're trying to create a TV show based on that.
And then, do you have a sense of like 10 years from now, what you want it to look like? Like, is it like 2 years from now? Is it 10 years from now?
I think
like,
in how 2 years, we want to have made that TV show.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. 2 years, make a TV show.
That's our goal.
Full time.
Yeah, that's our goal.
Yeah, love that.
But in the meantime, We're out here on the streets and we're on Patreon.
Yeah. Love that.
Thank you, Jack. Thanks for talking to
Thank
us.
Thank you guys for
You know, we give everyone a dollar and a sticker, and you're no different. CEOs get a dollar too. I think ultimately.
What, really? I get a dollar and a sticker for talking? Okay, I'll take it. Wow, those are actually sweet stickers.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks,
guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
It is?
Yeah. And what's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day, Cole? Let's say the day had 25 hours.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do?
Probably sleep because I'm sad.
Wrong. You would actually do therapy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That may be more beneficial.
Yeah. And in therapy, I think you would actually find out how to spend your time more wisely.
Mm.
Because figuring out how to prioritize your own schedule is about prioritizing what's important to you. And the way you can find out what's important to you in your life is through talking to someone about the things that you care about.
Yes. You know, I've realized that talking about things helps.
Yeah. You can find out what matters to you so you can do more of it. Have you talked, right?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
If I'm not sleeping.
Right. But when you're awake?
When I'm awake, yeah, sometimes I talk.
And the BetterHelp is fully awake, right? It's like an awake.
I think they require you to be awake.
Yeah. And that's what's great about it. It's a convenient and easy way to do therapy, to find it, to fit into your life. I do therapy every week. It's unbelievably helpful. I absolutely love it. I highly recommend, if you're out there struggling with anything, which we all are, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/outside today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/outside.
Take care of yourself. Take care of your health and your help with BetterHelp.
You do have to be awake for it, but I think it's worth it.
It's worth it. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex. People call us sex guys.
Yeah, they have recently. Because we recently learned what sex was.
Got into it.
We've become experts, as they call it, intercourse experts.
Yes. And you remember when we first got into sex, right?
Yeah.
We were always ready to go.
Yeah.
But then we started having problems on like day two.
Yeah.
Well, now you can increase your performance and get the extra confidence in bed.
Uh-huh.
Listen up, BlueChew.com.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets at a fraction of the cost.
You can take them anytime, day or night, sleeping or awake. Well, maybe not sleeping. No. I tried to take one when I was sleeping.
No, he woke right up.
I woke right up.
You go to Blue Chew, you consult with one of their licensed medical professionals, and once you're approved, you'll receive a prescription within days. It comes in the mail. It's a discreet package. No doctor's office, no awkward conversations. And these things work. These are prescriptions that will help give you that confidence that you need in bed. You could be missing out on the best sex of your life. Like when we were first getting into it.
Yeah, last week.
Last week, but then day three.
Day three.
Got really bad. But four or five, six, we were
we're back in action.
Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Like you did on day one, discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. We've got a special deal for our listeners.
Try BlueChew free when you use our promo code OUTSIDE at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code OUTSIDE, to receive your first month free.
Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank BlueChew for sponsoring this episode.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now we're with our friend Dulce Sloan.
Hi, Dulce. Hello, buddies.
How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Stand-up comedian, Daily Show correspondent, and now member of our podcast.
Dun, dun, dun. It's so funny that y'all have this because years ago I wanted to do a podcast called Pop-Up Porch.
Okay, that's similar.
So you pull up to someone's house, like a nice southern porch situation, and then every single person was like, no, you cannot do a podcast outside. It makes too much
People fun. Said that to us.
Yeah, yeah.
He tried to pitch this years ago, and everyone said no. And now we've been doing it for 5 years, and it's successful, and it's fine. And
Damn it. And
the audio is fine. People are haters.
People are haters.
Haters.
Don't be a hater.
You grew up in porch culture?
I mean, true. I'm a fine southern woman.
Yeah.
And so I really want to just pull up on people, like set up a table.
Yeah.
We've got a little beverage, because you can't eat on a podcast. But here's a little tea. Here's a little beverage to sip. And then just chop it up. But
was your porch a big part of your childhood?
I mean, just sitting outside, just seeing what's going on. It's very much that.
So I think our challenge for today is to find someone who is not here for South by Southwest. I want to find a local Austin person who gives us the real down low. Hey, how are you?
Definitely has a badge on.
Yeah, I know that I could tell that they're not the right person, but they were someone.
Wait, is that the car where the guy wanted to talk to us?
No, I think that's Dulce's car.
That's my car.
Oh, that's your car.
I like your driver. I'd like to talk to your driver. Is he cool?
Bobby?
That looks like the guy we want to talk to. Could the driver? Yeah.
Bobby?
Was he cool? Yeah. You want to come for an interview?
Would you interview?
Yeah, Bobby.
He laughed so hard.
I like him. If he wants to. I mean, to me, he seems like, we've done this show for 5 years.
Yeah.
And what we found, honestly, is like, young people are boring. They have nothing to say.
Yes, they're very.
They're all the same. They read the same shit you read on Twitter. They don't know anything about the world. You want to have people who have lived a life, who have something to contribute. Hey, how are you?
Wait, so you're on how's life on The Daily Show?
It's fine.
Fun.
It's fine.
Do you travel a lot to do correspondent stuff, or are you more
not
in studio?
Not as much. I go back. I live in LA now, so I go back and forth.
Oh, okay.
So I do in studio stuff for the show, but I'm doing. I do the voice of a cartoon. I do the voice of Honey Bee on The Great North on Fox.
Oh, cool! Yeah, I've heard that's really good.
So it's been very fun. We're recording our 5th season. He ain't having it. He ain't having it at all.
Yeah.
And then I wrote a book.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell us about the book.
Hello, Friends, Stories of Dating, Destiny, and Day Jobs. Mm.
Do you mention me in it?
you are in the dedication.
Oh, sweet.
So just because even though we hadn't met yet, I knew you'd be significant in my life.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, I'm just here to help.
Oh.
How was the process of writing a book?
It's long and it's ridiculous.
How long did it take?
Took a year.
Wow.
And I didn't want to do it, but my manager tricked me.
No. When you say a year, like how many hours a day?
Well, it was like, I was still doing like The Daily Show and the cartoon and doing stand-up. So I was like, okay, let me figure out this day if I could do this. And so I was like working with somebody just trying to get my like thoughts down and everything and understand everything. But like, when I say like my manager like tricked me, like he called me and was like, hey, would you want to write a book? And I was like, no, that sounds hard. And he was like, well, what if we just take a meeting? And I was like, I'll take a meeting for anything. And so we took one meeting. And then 4 meetings later, he was like, hey, you sold a book.
Damn.
Now you got to write it.
Damn.
So like I said, bamboozled, hoodwinked. But it was a very interesting process. I called Michelle Buteau because, you know, she wrote her book. Mm-hmm. And I was like, ma'am, how do I do this?
Yeah.
And she told me to start with stories that were too long for me to tell on stage.
Got it. It's like a backbone.
It's the backbone of everything. Because I was like, I didn't want it to be funny, so I was like, all stories on stage was like, this is too long, or you need too much context
for it.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I started from there, and then I was like, okay, well, people want to know about my childhood, and people want to know about like Daily Show. So like the Daily Show chapter is called I'm Not a Writer on the Daily Show.
Right.
Because none of the correspondents are writers on the Daily Show.
Right.
But every single comedian, especially the ones in New York,
thinks that's what you do.
thinks that all day I write on the Daily Show and I'm a correspondent.
Yeah.
It's not true. I'm either working on a current piece or just sitting in my office. It's like you're on call at all times.
Right.
So.
Okay. And the book came out? Sorry.
The book came out February the 6th.
Have people responded to it well? Have you gotten some good feedback?
It's interesting. Like, I made the mistake of reading, like, some early reviews. And we all know.
Yeah.
Do not read reviews.
I'm sorry I wrote those, by the way.
It's okay.
I had a lot to say.
I mean, listen, the picture of the woman you used.
Yeah.
I hope it was a stock photo.
It was AI.
AI. It better be. Are you still some
No, like, are people kind of, does it feel like, I don't know, I feel like people connect with literature in a way that's different than, like, entertainment, you know, emotionally.
Well, it's funny because, like, I wanted the book to sound like I was having a conversation with you.
Yeah.
Like, that was the tone that I wrote the book in, was, like, somebody was like, well, it was just like, okay, girl, let me tell you what happened, right?
Yeah.
And it's funny because, too, the reviews that I saw were, like, this lady was like, she didn't enjoy it, she didn't like it. She gave me, like, 3 stars, she's like, it was great, but she's like, it was fine, but, like, I didn't like the fact that it was, she didn't like the fact that it felt like I was talking to her.
Which is what you were trying to do.
And then the next review underneath it was like, 5 stars, I loved it. I felt like we were just sitting down having a conversation. So it was funny because like one woman loved that aspect of it.
Mm.
And then another lady was like, I don't like it. I'm like, what did you want, a textbook? Like how?
But I think if you're doing good art, it connects with people in a way that it also disconnects with other people. Like, I think some people really love something about something and someone else can hate something about something, and it shows that you're doing something that has a point of view.
Well, the thing that was interesting was like, I did what I achieved.
Right, exactly. You tried to do something.
I did the thing.
Yeah.
You saw the thing.
Yeah.
You recognize the thing, but one person's reaction to it wasn't the other person's reaction to it. But I did achieve the goal of what I was trying
to do. It's like, you're just not into this.
You're just not into
this. Yeah. It's not your fault. That's cool. All right. So you feel like you're proud. I'm happy that you did it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's an achievement.
Thank you.
And people can buy it online or wherever.
They can get it wherever. We can get it anywhere books are sold.
Did you do the Audible? Did you do like an audio version?
I did. And it's so interesting because it's like.
Thank God.
I was reading.
I don't know how to read.
I love him.
Yeah, he's cool.
I want him to stop. I want to hang out with him today.
Yeah, he's cool.
We can try to get him. Flag him down.
Oh, you think you're going to get him on tape?
He's too fast.
Too fast, too furious, too cool white man in Alexis. Yeah. So, I mean, we love a Tyler, don't we?
We do.
Wait, we love a white man with only black friends.
Yeah. Are any of these people trying to talk to us?
Like, what did they do? I mean, it's the thing I realized at South by is you see people with these, like, platinum badges on. They cost, like, close to $2,000. Everyone has them on, and just, like, what did you do?
All these people
today?
Send emails. That's their whole job.
Right.
Every single person that you see on the streets of Austin, their whole job is sending emails, except for these two guys holding the cameras. Every other person in this town, they send emails. That's okay. Every job in America.
I've noticed ever since I've landed, I've just been sending a bunch of emails.
Yeah, because he's living that kind of tech Austin lifestyle. Yeah. He's sending lots of emails.
I mean, when I find...
You want to talk to us? We'd love to interview you. No, but that show sucks. It's canceled.
Everything's canceled. Everything's all canceled. Over.
Are you dating right now?
I wish.
Why? Why aren't you then?
Great question. If I knew the answer to that, I wouldn't work. I don't know why I'm not. It's just men get intimidated by my job. Mm. That's the main thing. Mm. So
are you talking about normie, non-entertainment men or men in entertainment?
Both.
Okay. Who would you rather date?
I would date a man who's entertainment adjacent. So
like one of them?
Yeah. Or what would have to, like, something like... like either like an agent or like entertainment lawyer or like an accountant.
Who gets it but isn't trying to stop on your shine.
Or some man who owns a commercial construction company.
Yeah.
Because I used to sell stucco. So like these cranes and shit and over here.
Whoa.
Somebody is paying for this. Like this is someone's job.
Yeah.
And so like when it comes to residential construction, the business is... fluctuates so much with the housing market.
Yeah.
But like you're always gonna need a Walmart, you're always gonna need a Target, you're always gonna need an office building, you're always gonna need an apartment building.
Yeah.
Like that business always continues. Even when there's like recessions, you might do less.
Yeah.
But you're still always going to work.
Interesting. So you wanna date like someone who has a stable job. Stable money.
Someone with a very, very stable job. Because mine goes up and down, but it's
What's up guys? What are you doing? You wanna say hi? Oh,
I'm really surprised by how like close people are walking to us when they could just walk.
Well, I'll tell you, if I had a mic in my hand, I could get the next person walking by.
Really? Here
yeah, you. Definitely.
Give him my mic.
I will.
Give him my mic.
Cole's good at that. He's better than
me. I'm good. Hey! Yes! Come! You must! We're desperate. Come here. Yeah, sit right in that stool. Perfect. See,
just
I told
a quick
you.
Interview. I'm an just expert. Quick. Whoa, forcing it on your... Yeah, do you want to... wife style?
She has better answers than
you have better answers?
Whatever.
What do you do? Why does he think that you are going to contribute something better to this than he would?
I don't know.
Oh, no, you don't know. What's your name?
I'm Paige.
Paige.
Hey.
Hello, Paige.
What are you in Austin for?
Just short vacation.
Short vacation?
Not South by Southwest.
We're here for that, too, but, you know, we're...
Just came down to say hey from where?
Kansas City.
Ooh. I was in Kansas City 2 months ago, and I can tell you when I landed, I didn't know where the hell I was, because I knew where, because I was doing the Comedy Club of Kansas City, and so the comedy, it's in Kansas City, Missouri, but then my hotel was in Kansas City, Kansas, and I was like, oh shit, did I fly into the wrong one? And then you find out it's one city. Two states.
Yeah.
And I got on stage and I kept going, this could have been Kansas City, Kansas, and Missouri City, Missouri. You didn't have to do this to people.
I know. Kansas sucks.
Is there beef between the two sides?
Not really.
No, you don't know what side you're on.
You don't know. It's just the same.
You can literally cross the street, like up the street from the club. It was like, I want to go to the gas station. It's in Kansas. And then across the street is a Wells Fargo that's in Missouri.
Are there any big differences between the two states, like with laws or taxes or anything?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Everything's really in the Missouri side. The laws and taxes are definitely different.
Like alcohol laws are a little bit different.
Isn't weed legal in one state and not the other?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's legal in Missouri, but not in Kansas.
So you could be smoking weed on the corner, but if the weed blows over in the other state, you get arrested immediately.
Well, but I guess your body. Like,
your body. If someone on the other side accidentally inhales it, though, they're fine.
Wait, what do you guys do?
I'm an engineer.
Oh, what do you engineer?
Roads.
That's cool. Yeah,
that's
design
cool.
roads for a living.
What do you think of these roads?
Yeah, how are they?
It's interesting to see a different state and how they do stuff because it's always different from.
Are there any new technologies in roads? What's the future of roads?
What's the new asphalt going
to
be like?
Yeah, what's the new asphalt? What's asphalt 2.0?
Are there computer chips in it?
Yeah. This is South By. Tell us about the future of asphalt.
Where is your booth?
Yeah. I won't get in on that.
Nothing new is coming our way?
She can't tell us.
They're making more like permeable pavement so that water doesn't just sit on top.
Okay. Have you guys heard the idea that like if all cities were like asphalt and roofs were white instead of dark, they'd save like 10% of electricity on cooling and heating.
I haven't heard that.
Because white doesn't absorb
that
heat in the same way.
Yeah.
Like no, it just gets sunburned.
Yeah. It would get sunburned. There's a problem there. But no, it would be like a huge change to the amount of electricity.
If the roads were white, the sun bounces off of it, we'd be blind every time.
There might be more accidents, but electricity costs would go down. Well, we don't want to tell you. You guys seem like you absolutely do not want to be here, so we want to say thank you for sitting down.
We love it.
Okay,
we still have great answers.
No, you guys are great. Kansas City's great.
You're doing a great job.
We learned all about you guys.
I had a story. Yeah. You had a moment.
There's a dollar sticker for each of you.
Oh, thank you.
You can learn about our show and all the stuff that you...
And also, now you've been paid in entertainment. Yeah. Congratulations. Dulce Sloan.
Oh, Christian, nice to meet you.
Hello.
I'm Andrew, that's Cole. Yeah, nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you.
Coleman.
All right, rock on. See you guys.
Bye.
Okay, so now he's kind of entertainment adjacent.
Married to him.
No, but
yeah,
I could
okay.
kill her
I'm talking about
up.
You.
No,
you
I'm
I
good.
Could take her.
It's all right. He love that girl.
Okay.
You don't want to move to Kansas City and date a guy who just got divorced?
Listen, I ain't trying to break up. He'd be a widow.
Well,
have you ever broken up a relationship?
No. I've never broken up a relationship. It's like one of my friends has this joke where it's just like me and Jackson was like, I won't wreck a home. I'm not a home wrecker. Mm. But I will put a crack in a foundation.
Mm. You kind of sent a DM, maybe.
No, I don't do that. This is the thing. A man will do it for you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not in a relationship with that lady, but he is.
Right.
So, if he wants you, he'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, we want to say thank you for being on our show.
Thank
it was awesome to have
me.
You. I hope it was a nice end to your trip in Austin and
it
safe
was.
Travels.
Thank you.
Name your book one more time so everyone can buy it.
Hello, Friends, Stories of Dating, Destiny, and Day Jobs.
There you go.
Beautiful.
Check out the book. You guys got to read. Go see Dulce on tour. I'm sure you're all over the place all the time.
Yeah, I got a whole... If you go to DulceSloan.com, I also have a lip gloss company called Giggle Gloss. So.
Whoa.
Yep, it's for merch on the road.
Oh, you were selling lip gloss on the road now.
There's merch, yeah.
People like it?
Yeah, we've been doing really well.
That's
we've had like we've had like 400 online sales, and me and my mom fill all of them.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Does your mom live near you?
Mom lives with me.
That's awesome.
Oh. Yeah, so I bought a house, and my mom has her own little place, and my brother has his own spot, so everyone's kind of in the same.
So you guys brought your family together.
Mm-hmm.
That's really
special. A cat
special.
And a dog.
Wow. All right.
Great.
There you go. Now you know. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course.
Thank
it was
you,
really
Jose.
Fun.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, we're good.
Yeah. Shall we call it a day?
Yeah, it's been a really long, exhausting day. We've been all over the city of Austin on pedicabs with our boy Nathan. We had some special guests. We had some random strangers from the street. Don't want you to hit someone in the face with that.
Well, I kind of do.
Thank you so much to Patreon for bringing us here to Austin for South by Southwest. It feels similar to every other time in Austin, a little crazier. Like
a little more work on Nathan's end.
Yeah, Nathan kind of has to work
this
a little.
This is kind of the most work Nathan's ever done for us.
Yeah, Nathan had never worked this hard for us before, but
yeah,
it's fun. Thank you to everyone. Thank you for you guys for watching and listening.
Thank you, Patreon.
And
Austin. And South by.
And South by Southwest. Bye-bye.
Say bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my God.
Okay, sometimes we do the podcast very fast.
Podcast, but fast.
Yeah. Done with the episode.
And
bye.
Hello. Well, I guess bye. Yeah.
Sorry there was no intro this week. Once again, we did a special Patreon thing. You don't get an intro in that situation. It's just different. We're just doing things differently, which is honestly probably how we always should have done it for the YouTube algorithm, to not have like 2 minutes of us talking at the beginning of every video of ours.
Mm-hmm. We fucked up.
But then we've established it, and now it feels weird not to have
it. Well, people yell at us when we don't do
it. I know. You just can't win. You can either have 1,000 people who really like you but are mean to you, or 1,000,000 people who don't care.
Exactly.
And we've chosen to be smaller with people who are mean. Mm-hmm. But they get it.
They get it, but they hate us.
It's good to be niche and hated.
Yeah.
As opposed to broad and kind of forgotten about in a weird way. Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm.
It's like the, anyway.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, Jack. Dulce. Conti and Dulce Sloan. Great guests. So interesting to talk to Jack about all the stuff we talked to him about. So interesting to talk to Dulce. It was just fun, you know? I mean, just being out there on the streets, you know, that's kind of how we do our thing.
It is. Perfect weather, too, especially for Austin. Come on!
Yeah, it wasn't even that hot. May 7th, we're going to be at the Netflix is a Joke Festival. There's still some tickets available for that. Maybe at this point. I don't know. We're recording this a month before it comes out, so who knows? But at this point in the past, there are tickets available, but they won't be for long. So, you know, go buy those.
Go buy those.
Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Support us on Patreon. There's going to be a bonus Patreon episode with stuff from Dulce and...
Jack,
and maybe bonus other interviews. We were out there on the streets for like 6 hours. There's lots of bonus content. Mm-hmm. $5 a month. Support us. Support the thing that we do. Put all our energy into. We love you guys. The Patreon truly pays for our editing on this show, which is a huge help and makes it worth it for us to do this because, you know, we're a small operation. It takes a lot of work, and we got to hire people to do that.
Yeah. So thank you to our patrons.
We really do appreciate y'all. All right. That's it.
I think so.
Our next episodes are 200th. We got to figure that out.
We'll figure it out.
We got to figure out a special guest. Okay, goodbye.
Hey, Austin.